The physics of motion provides one of the clearest examples of the counterintuitive and unexpected nature of science. Most people not trained in physics have some sort of vague ideas about motion and use these to predict how an object will move. For example, when students are presented with problems requiring them to predict where an object, a bomb, say, will land if dropped from an aircraft, they often get the answer wrong. The correct answer, that the bomb will hit that point on the ground, more or less directly below the point at which the aircraft has arrived at the moment of impact, is often rejected. The underlying confusion partly comes from not recognizing that the bomb continues to move forward when released, and this is not affected by its downward fall. This point is made even more dramatically by another example. Imagine being in the center of a very large flat field. If one bullet is dropped from your hand and another is fired horizontally from a gun at exactly the same time, which will hit the ground first? They will, in fact, hit the ground at the same time, because the bullet's rate of fall is quite independent of its horizontal motion. Science also deals with enormous differences in scale and time compared with everyday experience. Molecules, for example, are so small that it is not easy to imagine them. If one took a glass of water, each of whose molecules were tagged in some way, went down to the sea, completely emptied the glass, allowed the water to disperse through all the oceans, and then filled the glass from the sea, then almost certainly some of the original water molecules would be found in the glass. What this means is that there are many more molecules in a glass of water than there are glasses of water in the sea. There are also, to give another example, more cells in one finger than there are people in the world. Again, geological time is so vast, millions and millions of years, that it was one of the triumphs of 19th century geology to recognize that the great mountain ranges, deep ravines and valleys could be accounted for by the operation of forces no different from those operating at present. but operating over enormous periods of time. It was not necessary to postulate catastrophes. A further example of where intuition usually fails, probably because of the scale, is provided by imagining a smooth globe as big as the Earth, round whose equator, 25,000 miles long, is a string that just fits. If the length of the string is increased by 36 inches, how far from the surface of the globe will the string stand out? The answer is about 6 inches and is independent of whether the globe's equator is 25,000 or 25 million miles long.